Good morning. How are you all today? Good to see you. What are you all doing over there? Why don't you come over here a little closer? I did have a cold this week, though, so maybe you'll stay right there. That's a little better. That's better. That's better. Hey, good morning. Do you know what the word extravagant means? Extravagant. It's a big word. It's a big word. It's a very big word, extravagant. Oh, let me tell you a little simpler word. How about supererogation? Supererogation. Can you say that with me? Supererogation. Anybody know what that word means? Supererogation? Yes?
Working for salvation.
Yes. It actually, the root word means to go over and beyond. And a lot of people in different streams of faith, they use the word to describe what someone can do. We might call it good works, doing good for other people, showing our faith by how we live. Thank you. A very smart guy back there. Now, supererogation in its root just means to go over the top, to do something even greater than you expected. It's like going overboard. There's a great Bible verse I wanted to share with you today. It says, I ask that you will take in with all the followers of Jesus the extravagant dimensions of God's love. Reach out and experience the breadth of God's love. Test its length. Plumb its depths. Rise to its heights. Live full lives. Full in the fullness of God. That's from Ephesians, the book of Ephesians. You know, the Apostle Paul wrote that letter to the church because they wanted to know that God's love was over the top, totally overboard, extravagant, supererogation. It's like nobody can do better than what God does. Hey, I need your help this morning. I'm here. Can you hold this here? Why don't you hold this? Riker and Teague, Mariah, don't fight over it. All right. I have somebody's favorite candy. Can you think of anyone?
Yeah.
Who?
Chuck.
Okay, Chuck. All right, that counts. Now, I want to show you. Now, God's love is like filling up this cup with Skittles. I want you to remember, next time you think about God's love, I want you to think about Skittles. It's just like that. But God's love, what's the word I used? Supererogation. Extravagant, overboard. God's love actually is more like this. Look, God's love just doesn't stop. It just doesn't stop. There's just so much. That's right. Because God, please don't eat them off the floor. I have plenty. You know, Melissa said that it was going to go all over the place. Here, and I have packs of Skittles for you. It's much more sanitary.
Please put my hands on that top.
Okay, fine. You caught those. That's probably good. But you could see that this cup, it's a pretty big cup, right? That's like, I don't know, it's like 6 ounces, 7 ounces of Skittles. But God's love is so great, so amazing, that God gives us even more than we expect. You know, sometimes we don't notice God's love because we walk around all day like this. I don't see God's love. What's God doing for me? Oh, that's God's doing that for you, not for me. But actually, God is doing it for you. And so faith is opening our eyes to see the superabundance of God's love. Well, those Skittles are popular today. But I want you to remember that God loves you with this. You really don't have to pick them up. That's really all right. However, why start now? There's some behind you. Don't miss those. And please don't eat them. Just don't. That's why I got you packed. Here, have another one. You look very hungry today. Just take another. Please remember that when you think about God's love, what are you going to think about? The word is Skittles, right? You're going to think about extravagant. And if you want to impress your friends, talk about supererogation, which is an overabundance, because that's the way God loves you. He overdoes it, because that's how big his heart is for you. And that's why Jesus loves you so much. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you that you love us with an overwhelming love. Give us eyes to see that love, to receive it, to plumb its depths, to rise up to its heights, to test its lengths, to understand how much you love us and you want us to show that love to others. Thank you for these children today. We pray that they would experience that overboard love through Christ our Lord. Amen. Thanks for being with me.